You are listening to the Better Together podcast, brought to you by the National Association of Free Will Baptists.
Welcome to the Better Together podcast, where we look for ways we can more effectively minister to the body of Christ. Today we have with us Pastor Tim Throckmorton. He works with the Family Research Council, travels all throughout the United States. And Pastor Tim, it's a pleasure to have you here with us today.
Honored to be with you, Eddie. God bless you.
Well, I've got to start out by asking you to tell us about the Family Research Council. What do you do? What's your mission?
The Family Research Council began in 1983 when Dr. James Dobson felt it would be a good thing for a biblical worldview to be inserted into the conversation regarding policy and legislation in our nation's capital. And we have been a policy organization and a think tank since. About 19 years ago, Tony Perkins joined us as the president, and he, as a pastor, felt it would be a good thing that pastors be involved and be made aware of what's happening in our nation's capital so that they might better influence their own communities and their states, which launched the Watchman Pastors Network. And it is nationwide. About 15,000 pastors are a part of that, that we regularly interact with and pour resources into. And then we began a initiative called Community Impact. And we have Community Impact teams, about 8,000 of those in America today, that are impacting their community at every level. So we still do policy, and we still add value to legislation. But on top of that, we are providing resources and insight from a biblical perspective each and every day to pastors and leaders around the country.
Oh, that's wonderful. And we should note, a lot of our listeners are aware of George Barna and his research, his work. And so he's also doing research for you now. And so that helps to really provide some real effective resources, doesn't it?
Yeah, we began this year, 2021. We opened up the Center for Biblical Worldview. Of course, we've been speaking to that for a number of years, but we've brought everything under a little umbrella there, and George has joined us, bringing his data and resources and insights to the conversation. And so topically, we've created a lot of material that is used to teach, to preach biblical insights or a biblical perspective on sexuality, on politics, on religious freedom, on the pro-life movement, et cetera, et cetera. We're also working to create a curriculum that churches could use.
Okay, that's great. So we have pastors that are thinking, you know, what do I do? How is it that I can kind of equip my folks? And we're also trying to be wise as a serpent because we are trying to reach people of all political persuasions. Tell us about some of the resources that you have provided for pastors in that way.
Well, since we were talking about George Barna,
yes,
in 2017, he did a real in-depth dive into culture regarding worldview. And so not just explaining to us when a worldview is formed between the age of 2 and 13 and how that by 13, that worldview, without any real intervention, will be the worldview someone lives and dies with for the rest of their lives. And of the parents of children in that age group, in America, only 5% of those parents have a biblical worldview. Now, he also asked the question in that study, what are the number one influences in culture? The results brought back astounding things, like the church is not even in the top 8 or 9. It's way at the bottom of the third tier. But the number one influence of the top 5 are media-driven: movies, television, books, the internet, and then government, and then family. So the issue is that everybody in every church in America is learning about every topic based on something. And so being able to speak biblically to what's happening in culture is what I think sets FRC apart. We have a real-time source every day. We are speaking to what's happening in culture. Plus, the Center for Biblical Worldview has produced wonderful materials along with other materials we have just to equip pastors to raise that level of awareness in their congregations that the Bible speaks to these things.
Absolutely. And so we should note, if you've got a resource manual for a pastor to kind of think through and actually congregations think about impacting their community. You have all kinds of resources about dealing with particular issues. We talk about the life of children, the unborn children. We talk about what we can do about religious liberty issues and so forth, as well as how one can be a good citizen and so forth, just in their own political engagement. And so you've got those kinds of resources for pastors, but you also have resources for just the so-called rank and file, the regular folks in the church as well.
These are for anybody and everybody. And at FRC.org, all folks have to do is search the issues.
Mm-hmm.
And once they search on the issues, they'll find these materials that are available for download. All that information's there. And I always like to say it's duly footnoted.
Yes.
We have worked hard to be a trusted, quotable source. And so all of these things are there for them to reach into, to draw from, and, you know, use it in articulating a biblical worldview on what's happening in culture today. Now, you mentioned the Community Impact Manual. That is a team that churches may already have. I tell them, you may marry this to something you're already doing or starting something that does four key things. It informs. It brings information to the congregation, to the pastor. That's what my team did. I met with them every month. It also brings equipping because it equips us to be able to speak biblically to these things, whether it's at the water cooler at work or in a classroom setting. Regardless, we understand the issues better as we bring those to the church and make them available to the church. It mobilizes.
Mm-hmm.
It helps us to be involved in our communities,
mm-hmm.
whether it's helping with a ministry that's happening or it's running for office,
mm-hmm.
or supporting those with a biblical worldview that are. So it's a great tool. It's a structure. It's not a how-to as much as it is. Here's the structure.
Mm-hmm.
And here's some ideas, and it will look different in every church.
So we think about a Christian, individual Christian is supposed to be salt and light. And what you're saying is we look at ourselves, we think about how we impact people in our own neighborhood, how we impact people in our own workplace. We also think about a church. A community should be different because that church is in that community. And so really part of what you're saying is we look as a church, how are we positively pointing people toward the gospel, impacting our community so we're able to be salt and light where we're at.
Absolutely. You and I were talking earlier, and we mentioned Benjamin Franklin.
Yeah.
When he came out of the Constitutional Convention in 1787, a little lady asked him, "Mr. Franklin, what kind of government did you give us?" And a monarchy or a republic? He said, "A republic, if you can keep it."
Yes.
Which it implies participation.
Mm-hmm.
It implies understanding. It implies that we are responsible to do something with it. You know, last night we mentioned that I think we have three major illiteracies in culture. Biblical illiteracy. Only about 6% of Americans have a biblical worldview today. Only 27% of those in church have a biblical worldview today.
Mm.
We also have historic illiteracy, where we don't know the story of our founding, which involved a lot of pastors, by the way.
Yes.
And we don't have civic. We have civic illiteracy, and we don't understand all how government works. Many don't. And so if we don't understand, we don't participate, then others will do something.
Yes.
And we'll lead. But if we insert a biblical worldview in the lives of those who influence everything from school board member to county commissioner to state representative to governor to congressman, senator, president, then it'll make a difference for those we love and those who follow in our footsteps.
That's great. And so what you're kind of getting at is, as a Christian, we can't just sleepwalk through life. We've got to be alert. We've got to be impacting people with the gospel as much as we possibly can and be aware of issues. And that's really what you've done. You're providing resources, and we'll continue with the issues that come up tomorrow, the next day, and so forth down the road.
We've got a great team in Washington, some of the smartest minds in our office, along with Tony's leadership. Every day on radio, he's talking about what's happening real time. Our great minds are writing op-eds and posting blog on our blogs and other media outlets where we're presenting a biblical perspective of what's happening this week. And I've often told pastors, look, if you want to preach or mention something Sunday that happened Tuesday, go to FRC.org because we've probably said something about it from a biblical worldview.
That's great. Well, thank you so much for being with us, Pastor Tim, and Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for what's happening there at FRC. And we just encourage you and we pray that you'll be able to keep up the good work. God bless you, my brother.
Thank you, my friend.
And we want all our listeners to check out the website, frc.org. Go get informed. Look at the resources there. Think about ways you might be able to use them personally and perhaps even in your church. And remember, it's important that we do everything we can to impact those around us and impact the community we're in toward the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And also, please remember, we are truly better when we work together.